KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 23 degrees. We look for it to be sunny and breezy today, a high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, a traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak resulted in a woman being arrested on alcohol-related charges. Police say 56-year-old Jo Beth Blay of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:20 a.m. and charged with OWI first offense. Blay was being held in Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $1,000 cash bond. Police in Council Bluffs say a pickup and a motorcycle collided Friday evening at an uncontrolled intersection. The accident resulted in the operator of the motorcycle, 35-year-old Stephen Baskew of Council Bluffs, being transported to Creighton Medical Center for treatment of critical injuries. Baskew was not wearing a helmet, and witnesses told police his cycle may have been speeding prior to the crash that happened at around 5:51 p.m. at the intersection of South 19th Street and 4th Avenue in Council Bluffs. The posted speed limit in that area is 25 miles per hour. Authorities say 51-year-old Juan Ramos of Council Bluffs was driving a 2005 Dodge Ram pickup southbound on South 19th Street, while Baskew was operating his 2003 Suzuki traveling eastbound on 4th Avenue. The motorcycle hit the passenger side of the truck behind the passenger door. Ramos was not injured in the crash. No citations were issued pending the outcome of an investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday issued a report on recent arrests. Officials say 36-year-old Joshua James Mullen of Atlantic was arrested Friday morning on a district court warrant for probation violation. Mullen was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $10,000 bond. On Wednesday, deputies arrested 24-year-old Alex Michael Garside of Atlantic on a charge of driving while revoked. Garside was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on Thursday on his own recognizance. And on February 19th, 32-year-old Matthew Wayne Echternach of Atlantic was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant. Echternach was taken to the Cass County Jail and later transferred to Montgomery County. Deputies in Page County Thursday night arrested a man wanted on a Missouri warrant. 26-year-old Nathan Andrew Wilcoxon of Coyne was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. on a Nottoway County, Missouri warrant for felony attempted burglary in the second degree and property damage in the second degree, which is a Class B misdemeanor. Wilcoxon was taken to the Page County Jail. He was unable to post the $15,000 bond and held pending court proceedings for extradition to Missouri. Officials of the Cass County Health System say a public hearing will be held next month on the fiscal year 2016-17 budget. The hearing takes place 7:30 a.m. March 15th in the Cass County Memorial Hospital Conference Room Number 1. The proposed $50.6 million budget is about $2.1 million more than the re-estimated budget for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2016, and includes more than $2.1 million raised through taxation. The proposed taxation rate is $2.50 per $1,000 valuation. During that March 15th public hearing, any resident or taxpayer may present objections to or arguments in favor of any parts of the proposed budget. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say a northeast Iowa man has died after he dropped his handgun and was struck by a bullet. Deputies were dispatched to an Elk Run Heights home at around 12:30 a.m. Friday and found someone giving CPR to 45-year-old Martin Lawrence. The Black Hawk County Sheriff's Office says Lawrence was taken to a Waterloo hospital where he was pronounced dead. Investigators say Lawrence had returned home from work and dropped the handgun as he got out of his vehicle. It hit the ground and fired, causing a bullet to enter the man's leg and travel upward, causing internal injuries. With unseasonably warm weather in this weekend's forecast, Iowans might get out in their yard or toss a frisbee in the park, and they may notice one sign of spring higher gas prices. Gail Weinholzer at AAA Iowa explains why we're seeing a bump in the prices.
We are starting to switch over from the winter to the summer-grade fuel, so we experience a little discomfort at the pump as we go through that, but it is good news because we know spring and summer are closely approaching.
If you got gas in the $1.40 range recently, you should savor that moment because the prices likely won't be that low again anytime soon.
So we have seen about a dime increase across the state of Iowa. The average today is about $1.69, still 3 cents below the national average. So we expect prices to climb gradually, perhaps as high as $2 a gallon, but not necessarily.
The Motor Club says Iowa's cheapest gas is selling in Davenport at $1.66, while the most expensive gas was in Des Moines, averaging $1.78. A biofuels industry advisor says the ethanol industry is ripe for consolidation. Bruce Comer, director of California-based Ocean Park Advisors, says if tight ethanol margins continue, more companies will be evaluating their options.
If margins stay where they are, more owners, more board members, more managers are going to take a harder look at the continue to own and continue to fight the fight or to look at other opportunities, at a minimum checking the market for what their assets might be worth.
Comer notes that there are still 94 standalone ethanol plants that account for more than 5 billion gallons or 36% of domestic production.
I think that steady march of consolidation of those 94 independent plants, I think we can expect to see for the next several years. And depending on how this year turns out with margins and inventory and exports and some of those other factors, could push that number up, and we could see a very active year.
Comer says the pace of ethanol exports will be one of the key factors to watch over the remainder of this year. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Nora Irene Carmichael, age 72 of Harlan, died February 17th at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Nora Carmichael will be today at 10:30 at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jacob Hartvigson, age 21 of Audubon, died February 20th at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Funeral services for Jacob Hartvigson will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Tom Rutherford, age 75, of Manila, died early Thursday at the Manning Regional Hospital. Funeral services for Tom Rutherford will be today at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Floyd V. Jacobson, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. A celebration of life service with military honors will be held for Floyd Jacobson today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Judy Stevenson, age 77, of Atlantic, died February 19th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Judy Stevenson will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Dago Marcellino, age 58, of Kimbleton, died Tuesday at the Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Marcellino will be today at 2 o'clock at the House Barn Conference Center in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton in charge of arrangements. Alice Ruth Mertz, age 88, of Griswold and formerly of Carson, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Alice Mertz will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church in Carson. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Ronnie Lee Rapp, age 76, of Oakland, died February 20th at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Ronnie Rapp will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lola May Perdue, age 87, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. A memorial service for Lola Perdue will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Hilda M. Falconer, age 90, of Adair, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Hilda Falconer will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Lissa Marsh, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lissa Marsh will be Tuesday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wilbur Berger, age 82, of Atlantic, died this morning at his home. Services for Wilbur Berger are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.